Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. With us now is the Premier of Saskatchewan. Always have the pleasure. It's always a pleasure to speak with Premier Mo about what's going on in his province, in Western Canada, in this country, what the relationship is like between the different levels of government, the federal government, and the provinces, and what the issues are that matter. Premier, how are you?
I'm doing great. Pardon me, Roy. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. Thank you. I'm just disturbed by a story that we've been hearing about and learning about over the last number of days. I mean, we knew what was going on. We didn't know what the numbers were. And Ipsos polling did an exclusive poll for Global News and found that 22% of Canadians are saying they are out of money. Out of money. Out of money. 28% of women, Premier, another 32% of Canadians, Daryl Bricker of Ipsos told us, fear that if there's another increase in pricing, they will be at that same level of being out of money. And I took phone calls from people across the country talking about the distress they're feeling and what they're experiencing as the dollars do not cover the expenses any longer. It's not necessary to be this severe. In Canada, is it, Premier? Don't we have natural resources that we could sell to countries that want our natural resources, like Japan and Germany? Wouldn't that pump billions of dollars into our national treasury and help pay for services and maybe provide some tax relief? Or am I missing something?
No, I don't think you're missing anything. It's quite tragic, actually. The results of that survey should be disappointing for everyone in our nation. And I think in particular disappointing for any of those, and myself included, in leadership. But we have every opportunity as government leaders to do what we can to encourage, to foster, to attract investment into industries that we do well in. And you're right, the industries that we do well in ultimately are industries that produce goods, manufacture goods, produce energy goods, agricultural goods, manufacture so many various kinds of goods, from automobiles to jets to trains to whatever it might be. And then we're an export-based economy. We provide those products to the to other Canadians, to other folks in North America, and ultimately to the world. And I think this is a time where our governments really need to focus on the industries that are creating that wealth for Canadians in communities from coast to coast to coast, and doing what they can to encourage investment, encourage the strength of that economy. And ultimately, that is going to change the numbers in that particular survey and make a better life for Canadian families, which is what we're all elected to do. And I fear, and I think that we may not be as a nation, focusing on the things that are ultimately creating a better life for that next generation.
Yeah, you were on my program, I think about 3 or 4 years ago, and Premier Higgs was on with you from New Brunswick, and he said we have to decide whether Canada is a nation or an ocean. And those words come back to me from time to time. This is being one of those times. Premier, what about the economic projections for 2023 for Saskatchewan and Western Canada particularly?
Well, I think they're strong, despite some of the challenges that we're seeing and some of the opportunities that, quite frankly, are missed. And I think you've spoken about one of those opportunities that has been missed, and that's the opportunity to ship a Canadian LNG to a number of countries that have been here asking for it. But I think a number of countries that would also be interested in purchasing that product. We have opportunities to expand our other energy products, our oil products in this province. So we have opportunities to expand our value-added food production and provide that to the world, provide food security and energy security to all of us in this continent and across the across the planet that we live on. And so I think things are looking fairly strong economically here in Saskatchewan, at least, and I dare say across the Prairie provinces for sure. But that isn't to say that we don't have some challenges. We have the federal government now talking about things like just transition after bringing in, industry harming policies like carbon taxation, like the clean electricity standard, like the clean fuel standard. All of these are hindrances to what ultimately that economy can grow to. And we're feeling that in Saskatchewan. And Saskatchewan's one of the areas that's identified in that that just transition document is being disproportionately impacted by such a policy. And I really am concerned that we're following down the same path that the European Union has in not valuing energy security for our residents, thereby probably sacrificing to some degree our potential food security in the future. And it's been proven in the European Union to be a mistaken path, and a path that they most certainly should have at least kept energy security at the decision-making table. And we're heading down that very same path here in Saskatchewan. So it's disappointing, but despite a number of those policies, and us in this province have a number of policies in effect and legislation in effect to combat some of those policies, I think the future looks bright for Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Saskatchewan First Act. I want to ask about that in a minute. Let me just ask you this. So you have the Prime Minister of Japan, the Chancellor of Germany. They come to Canada physically, personally, and they come here with one objective, and that is to, as I understand it, I think as most of us would believe to understand it, they come here with the objective of securing LNG exports, what they need as powerful economic countries and as allies. And they essentially get the old football huddle, pat on the bum, see you later. We'll give you some, but no assurance that they're going to get what they need and what they came to Canada for. At the same time, if we sell them what they require, what the world requires, what we have in abundance, that can only help our economy, help our social programs, help fund our healthcare system, which is under massive stress. I don't for the life of me understand, Premier, logic does not apply here, at least I can't find it, for the decisions that are being made in Canada. I asked you this before. Am I missing something again?
No, what an awful error in judgment we've made. Would expand one of the most sustainable LNG energy producing regions in the world, which is in Canada, whether it be on the eastern seaboard or whether it be in some of the prairie provinces and into British Columbia. We produce some of the most sustainable product that you can find on Earth, and that's why we have always said that the world should be accessing more Canadian product, and Canadian governments and provincial governments should be doing everything they can to encourage that investment and to provide that comparatively sustainable product to the world. And so an error in judgment we made in not saying certainly we can do that. Here are the folks that are in this industry. Let's organize a roundtable and figure out how we're going to get it to you. And we will do what we can on the regulatory front as the Canadian government to provide our allies with energy from Canada so that they have energy security and trading with a friendly nation like we are. And ultimately, answering that very first question you had asked is to provide for better jobs, for more higher paying jobs to Canadian people that are literally living in communities right across this nation. And so a tremendous error in judgment in not just simply saying, yes, certainly we will do what we can to provide you with whatever you need, whether it be LNG, whether it be comparatively sustainable oil products, or ultimately whether it even be some of the other manufactured goods or agricultural products that we provide. And into the future, we're here with rare earth elements that we are processing and providing to the world as well. And so Canada has a tremendous role to play in this, and this was a misstep.
So, Premier, when we talk about just transition, which was supposedly this marvelous plan that was going to have more green jobs and people available to do them. And then the issue of fertilizer, which is core to everything economically going forward in Saskatchewan, and the decision made by Ottawa, do I have this correctly, was not made based on scientific research?
No, of course not. And it wasn't made on what your caller was as well. I don't know where Eric is farming in Canada, but if he's in the prairie provinces, he's already producing the most sustainable food that you can find on Earth. He said it takes 50 liters of diesel fuel for an acre of wheat to be heated and harvested. Well, our Saskatchewan canola and wheat are produced with a 65% lower carbon content than any of their competitors around the world. If Eric's growing field peas, that number increases to 92% lower. And so my question is, and my question for your callers and all Canadians is if these are the numbers, if we're already producing the most sustainable food in the world using the fertilizer levels that we are, and it's expensive, so folks are careful with where they put it, using the figures that we have, what are we trying to transition to? Are we trying to transition to purchasing our food from somewhere else in the world, thereby sacrificing our food security? Are we trying to transition to purchasing food that has a much higher carbon content in it than what we are already producing or what Eric is producing here in Canada today? And so, you know, my question is what are we trying to transition to? And my second question is, what is the cost? What is the economic cost in transitioning away from our Canadian meat products, whatever they might be, and which in many cases are the most sustainable products that we can access on Earth? And so the whole notion of transitioning is ridiculous at its very beginning. And it brings back to me the comment you said at the beginning that my colleague Premier Higgs had said 3 years ago, I think you said he mentioned, you know, we really need to think about whether we are a nation, and I would say that we are, and we're a global leading nation, or are we a notion? And if we go down these policy paths, the same policy paths that have proved to be quite destructive in the European Union, those are notional paths that we just simply shouldn't take.
No. I was, while you were talking, I was thinking, well, maybe we're trying to transition to Europe, but we don't want to do that because they're in serious trouble. Premier, I don't know what happens to the trust between levels of government if these sorts of things are going on that we found out about laterally over the last number of weeks in Canada. How does the conversation go forward? How does the trust factor get established and get sustained? I don't know how that happens. And let me just segue here. Do you have it? Oh, here's let me play this for you. Tom just found it, Premier. This is what Premier Higgs said on this program.
It makes you wonder if Canada is a nation or a notion.
There it is. Premier of New Brunswick, after attending his first Premier's meeting with the Prime Minister, makes him wonder whether Canada is a nation or a notion. I forgot what my question was now. Oh, yeah. So the trust that has to exist to a certain level in any relationship, you're about to embark in a new series of talks with the federal government, the provinces are, on funding health care. How does that go forward?
Well, I think we have to always work on an issue-by-issue basis. And there's many opportunities that we have to work with the federal government, health care being one of them, their environmental policy not being one of them, as I mentioned earlier, we've introduced the Saskatchewan First Act that will protect Saskatchewan industries from these notional policies, including just transition that the federal government is indicating they want to move forward with, which will cost jobs, which will transition us to higher carbon products and sacrifice our energy and food security. And so we're having none of that in Saskatchewan. We will utilize the Saskatchewan First Act wherever we can to protect our Canadian energy and food security and our jobs here within this province. However, when it comes to discussions around, you know, how do we move forward to powering the next generation with things like rare earth elements? Saskatchewan is also a leader there, and we'd like to work closely with the federal government on that. And when it comes to the crisis that we are all experiencing as Canadians, and I think in other areas of the world as well, in our healthcare facilities, we want to work closely with the federal government on how provincially delivered healthcare is being funded. All provinces, Saskatchewan included, is making every effort to do a number of things and investing in people. Ultimately, people is what we need coming into our healthcare centers.
Premier,
so now we need the better.
Yep. I apologize. I've done my usual thing. I'm not paying attention to the clock, and I'm way over.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.